neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Midbar is, so Levi'im, they were counted. So the number of the Levi'im, as you know, how many were they? So one thing about Levi'im, they were counted from 1 month old and up. 1 month.
It's a low number, no? 5,000, 6,000.
Right. 22,000 people we have. And also from 30 years old up, there were 8,000 people.
Levi'im.
Yeah. So Levi'im, from 1 month, there were 22,000. And from 30 years old, so this is even the lowest of the counting of the any tribes, the lowest number. And we talking about from 1 month, so it has to be much greater. So Ramban brings, first of all, this is very puzzling, because they were not counted among other tribes, because they were given the very important task. Levi'im, as Ibn Sholam many times says in the Torah, that they belong to me. Hihuli al-Levi'im, he keeps repeating, because it shows a special affection to the Levi'im, okay, special army after Ibn Sholam. So now, if that's so, so you expect that it has a great blessing, no? That's how it should be. If they're designated especially for Ibn Sholam, so it should have such an important blessing. No?
The quality counts, not the quantity.
The quality counts. Very nice. So here, what do we learn? It could be special, but you would not have bracha. Make sense? Doesn't make sense. You're right. So, what's the code here? So now, the Ramban Zatzal explains one thing about Levi'im was also special about Levi'im.
They're very powerful.
Very nice. So, the Levi'im in Mitzrayim, where did they live?
In the best place.
They lived in ghetto. They never came out. So now, being in the ghetto, what happened to them?
They stay kosher.
They never went through the affliction, yeah. Right? So now here, so they missed out, right? Because those that they went through the yisurim, affliction, hardship, they were blessed. They multiplied. But the Levi'im that they said in Goshen, they missed out to be multiplied. So here we learn, the more Yisurim you have, more blessing you gain. So that's what Ramban Zatzal explains. Because the Egyptians said, let's afflict them, let's torture them. So Ibn Sholam says in the Torah, V'kashe yanu oto ken yirbe v'chen yifros. As they were torturing Am Yisrael, they gained more and more
blessing.
So here we see the unfortunate thing, even though that Levi'im, they were designated as special Qoshun, as a special army, the designated very, very special and important people, that even they had the task to sing for Ibn Sholam, but still they were not multiplied. So now the story is bad. About a farmer that he was renting a piece of property to make a living from a non-Jew. for many years. So it happened to be that this, the owner of the property, the field, went to on vacation and he had somebody designated to collect the rent, like a realtor. So now the farmer went through a lot of difficulties, was not able to make money. So the realtor comes to him and says, you know, the rent is due. You have to write a check. So the farmer says, I'm sorry, I cannot pay you. No, things are very tough. So he said, fine, you know, next month I come and collect for 2 months. Next month it comes, same story. Says, listen, I'm not gonna let you go like this. If you don't pay, then it's gonna be very, very not pleasant. Says, what can I do? I cannot pay you. So the third month comes, same story. So he tells him, every day that you delay, I'm gonna give you lashes, malgot. So he comes and says, no, the tenant is not paying. So he gave him malgot, and malgot, and malgot, and malgot. So a few weeks later, after 3 months, the balabait, the owner comes, and the tenant goes to him and says, see, this realtor, see what he did to me. He gave me shalak, lashes. So really? Oh. So he apologizes, says, I'm sorry that he did this to you. You have been a good tenant to me for many years. So for every day that he received the malgot, he gave him a gold coin. So he goes home, and the wife sees him very down, very sad. Says, what happened? Says, yeah, he came back, gave me a gold coin. He says, so why are you unhappy? You have to be happy. He says, no, I'm very sad that I didn't get more malgot. So if I would get more lashes, I will have more gold coin. So that's what Ramban Zatzal explains. Levim, from a month old, their counting was only 22,000. How could it be? And the answer here is, even though that they were a special tribe for Ribono Shel Olam, but still, because in Mitzrayim they were not under affliction and hardship, they missed out to be multiplied. So here we see, the more Yisurim that one goes through, more Berakha that one gains. So, but you should not make it a concept, you have to make it practical. So every Yisurim that you go through, you have to be so thankful, joyous, and you have to model Baruch Baruch Hu, that Baruch Hashem, He has picked us to give us more blessing and blessing.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.